Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Democrats have had control of the Salt Lake County Mayor's office for the past 8 years, but the departure of incumbent Peter Caroon has Republicans eyeing opportunity. Today on the program, we're taking a closer look at the two GOP candidates in the race, Mark Crockett and Mike Winder, and what it will take for a Republican to win the countywide race. Joining me in studio right now is Jeff Robinson. He's news director here at KCPW. He'll be moderating a debate between the GOP candidates for Salt Lake County Mayor tonight at the Leonardo. The debate starts at 7. If you can't be there in person, you can certainly tune in here and hear it live starting at 7 o'clock on KCPW. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Good to be here.
So what do you think are the major issues in the Salt Lake County Mayor's race? What are you hoping to hear from the candidates tonight? Give us a call, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Jeff Robinson, there are three candidates in the Salt Lake County Mayor's race. Two of them are Republicans, Mark Crockett and Mike Winder, headed to the June 26th primary. Mm-hmm. Before we get into their policy, introduce us to these two. First, who is Mark Crockett?
Mark Crockett is a former Salt Lake County councilman. He was on the council from 2004 to 2008, a Republican representing the east side of the Salt Lake Valley. But ever since he lost his reelection bid in 2008 to Democratic incumbent Janie Iwamoto, he hasn't been involved in the political scene as much as compared to his opponent, Mike Winder.
Mm. What are his qualifications? What's his background besides his experience as a county councilman?
Well, he runs a firm called Vici Capital Partners. He does kind of business consulting work, talking about helping businesses streamline their operations and save money. So that's something that he's really emphasizing as he runs for the mayoral post, basically saying he can do the same thing in Salt Lake County, targeting areas of the budget and cutting where necessary while preserving important county services as well.
Okay. His opponent, Mike Winder, current mayor of West Valley.
That's right. He won election to the mayoral job in West Valley City in 2009, I believe, with more than 70% of the vote, with overwhelming support from Republicans. He was endorsed by a Democratic state senator as well, so he enjoyed some bipartisan support. Since then, he's had to deal with issues like the city's Utopia fiber optic network, which the city has sank a lot of money into. He's been promoting Fairborn Station, this big new development that will kind of create a downtown, they're hoping, in West Valley City. They recently voted to raise taxes in West Valley, but he was the only person who voted against that. So that's going to be an issue brought up during this campaign as well. But that's been his involvement. Of course, more recently, people have been far more focused on his part-time career as a journalist, writing articles for the Deseret News and KSL.com under the name Richard Burwash, and we certainly can expect to talk a little about that at tonight's debate.
We're going to use that term journalist loosely during this discussion. We're speaking with Jeff Robinson from KCPW's news team about the two candidates in the GOP primary, Mike Winder and Mark Crockett. There is a debate airing live tonight at 7 o'clock. If you can go to the Leonardo, join us in the studio or in the auditorium. If you can't make it, tune in here and hear it live. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions for Jeff about some of the issues that will be up for debate tonight, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Both of these gentlemen running as Republicans, mm-hmm. both believe in limited government.
Very true. Basically, on the issues, they're very similar. They're both talking about streamlining the budget, focusing on economic development. So this issue, or rather this election on June 26 coming up, is probably going to focus far more on their individual backgrounds, where they're coming from, how they've been involved in politics, and character issues as well. And we, who knows, if it might get a little bit ugly tonight, we'll see about that. But this race certainly seems to be trending negative a little bit. And in the coming weeks before the primary, we're probably going to see it get more and more negative.
Comes down to character. You mentioned the Richard Burwash incident with West Valley Mayor Mike Winder. Came to light last November. when he was writing articles that were published on KSL.com, the Deseret News, and the Ocher Times. You asked Winder about the incident in your interview with him in March when he became a candidate for county mayor. I wanted to play a clip and then get your response to it. This is his answer to your question.
What do you say to voters or delegates who you know, take this incident and it makes them question your judgment?
Well, if you're looking for someone perfect to vote for, you missed your chance 2,000 years ago. But if you're looking for someone who's going to try really hard and to fight for their community, whether it's West Valley or Salt Lake County, and who's going to err on the side of action and progress, I'm your guy. Some days I'll step in it, and when that happens, I'll confess to it and come up front. Not a lot of politicians these days, when they make mistakes, will publicly come forward and say, this is what I did. Most wait till they're caught. You don't get that with me. I am what I am, and what you see is what you get, and I am forthright and transparent. And when a mistake's made, I'm going to confess to it. I'd like to say I'll never make a mistake again, but I think that'd be a falsehood for any of us to say.
That's West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder responding to a question from Jeff Robinson about his activities in the journalism realm. So do you think that this scandal, if we can even call it that, will stick? I mean, will voters care about his alias?
Well, you got to love that line, Jennifer. You missed your chance to vote for the perfect guy 2,000 years ago, first
sure.
of all. What a perfect political soundbite there. I definitely think there is a significant portion of Republicans for whom it will stick. You have to look at the fact that the chairwoman of the Salt Lake County Republican Party, Julie Dole, back when there were six or seven candidates in this race, urged Winder not to run. She sent him a private letter saying, you know, if you win this race, if you become our nominee, we could basically be handing it over to the Democrats. So Republicans who are active and who are paying attention definitely remember that and will keep it in mind. Yet at the same time, there are other Republican officials who say that Winder has apologized for it and he's put it behind him, and they don't think it's going to be a factor. And it's interesting to note, Jennifer, that when this news broke of the Richard Burwash pen name scandal, Winder's response was very different. The response he gave to a reporter, I think, was, I'm sorry for caring too much about my city. That's why how he justified writing those articles. I think he quickly realized within a day or so that that response was probably not the best move if he was going to run for Salt Lake County mayor. So now he's been emphatically apologetic. He voted for a resolution in West Valley City censuring himself. It was a unanimously passed resolution by the West Valley Council. So there is going to be a significant portion of Republicans, I think, is the bottom line, that does care about this. Yet at the same time, for others, they're going to think that he's apologized and they can move on.
There is a slight difference between how they feel, how they think about the role of government in people's lives. They're both very conservative. There's no question on that. But I think that it's safe to say that Mark Crockett is much more critical of government involvement when it comes to economic development.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's the subject of a mailer that Crockett's campaign recently sent out, accusing West Valley City under Winder's leadership of buying the Grizzlies hockey team, accusing him of secretly pushing for a massive tax increase only to vote against it at the last second, accusing him of investing taxpayer funds in this Embassy Suites, four diamond hotel that's part of this Fairborn Station development. Winder counters that none of those claims are true, that Crockett is distorting the facts, but we'll have to see if Crockett gets some mileage out of this issue, because Crockett emphatically said, you know, he did not support investing taxpayer funds in the Rio Tinto Stadium, for example, that was forced by the governor and the state legislature. So he is definitely trying to get mileage out of that and out of the fact that that West Valley City, as I mentioned, is invested in this Utopia fiber optic network. Winder claims that started well before he was on the city council and that he had no choice but to continue to support Utopia. Otherwise, all that taxpayer money would be lost. But that's another issue that I think could be a pivotal point in this debate and in this race in general.
Mayor Mike Winder, he talk to with you about there's, you know, county government is the county is a big entity. It mm-hmm. covers the entire Salt Lake Valley. And yet there are, you know, microcosms, cities within this county. And then there's, you know, places that have not been incorporated. You asked Mike Winder about, you know, the municipal services part of county government. And he basically just said, you know, look, eventually we are all going to have to work together. Cities will have to choose, unincorporated areas will have to choose mm-hmm. To be aligned with a city nearby. What does Mark Crockett say on that point?
Mark Crockett, I believe, has a similar position in that he supports local control. That's a very strong conservative Republican theme that, you know, you have to allow the government that's closest to the people to govern, and that people should be able to kind of self-determine their path. And on the county council, Mark Crockett represented unincorporated areas on the east side of the valley, so he does have some experience dealing with unincorporated issues and issues of becoming, of incorporating as a city or town.
Mm. The race has seen a bit of controversy this past month. Mm-hmm. A Crockett supporter filed a complaint that Winder violated campaign finance laws by raising money before he filed as a candidate. Mm-hmm. And then as a counterpoint, not to be undone, a Winder supporter accused Crockett's financial filings as being too vague. Both were supposed to file responses within this past week or so. Do you think anything's going to come of those complaints?
I don't really. And it was really interesting to see that the Winder supporter who filed a complaint against Crockett admitted up front, I am doing this in retribution. The reason I'm filing this complaint is because somebody filed a complaint against my guy. I found it really interesting that he would admit that so openly. I believe that was a former county commissioner who filed that complaint against Crockett's campaign. This really seems to be the type of complaint aimed more at generating headlines, negative headlines about the opponent, rather than much real form or substance, to be honest with you. Both complaints is what they struck me as. We'll have to see if the county clerk issues a ruling on either of them before the primary election, but my guess at this point would be that it's not going to lead to anything serious.
Just about a minute left, but of course, you know, whoever wins on June 26th mm-hmm. will face the Democrat, Ben McAdams, in the general election. A Democrat has held this seat for 8 years, Peter Caroon. Mm-hmm. So what's it going to take for the Republican candidate to reclaim this top spot in Salt Lake County?
I think they're going to have to drive Republican turnout a lot. And with Mitt Romney on the ballot, I think that's going to be a huge advantage. And going back to when Caroon was originally elected as mayor in 2004, you have to remember that the scandal with the incumbent mayor at the time, Nancy Workman, played a large part in that. So I don't think that State Senator Ben McAdams is taking victory in this race for granted at all. I do think that perhaps in Salt Lake County, the Republicans will have momentum from Romney on the ballot, and that it could be an uphill battle for the Democratic candidate. But at the same time, depending on who the Republicans nominate, it could be tricky for them as well.
Hmm. Jeff Robinson, news director at KCPW. Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
Jennifer, thank you.
And he will be moderating a debate between the GOP candidates, Mark Crockett and Mike Winder, tonight at the Leonardo. The debate starts at 7 o'clock. And if you can't join us in person, listen to it live here on KCPW. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.